This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, I wrote today about the designated hitter. And I don't know if you saw it yesterday, but the National League has basically said that they're not going to bring it in this year. And I really cannot understand how this is able to continue to happen, where every year we continue to run out the National League, as opposed to the DH in the American League and the National League without the DH. It really, to me, does not make a whole lot of sense. I think that, you know, I understand the baseball purists who, you know, want to see pitchers hit and all this other stuff, but I got to be honest with you, baseball has changed so much. It's changed so much. There's so many different changes, so many different things that are different nowadays about baseball that, you know, the baseball purists need to get, you know, to get in line with the way that the game is played nowadays. And I think that, you know, if your answer is, oh, well, it kind of gives it a little bit of charm, that the fact that, you know, the two leagues are different, I don't agree with that. And I think number one is, if you walk it back, one of the biggest problems I have with the two leagues being different is that if you are a team, either team, in the World Series, if you are the away team in a game for the World Series, a championship series that you are playing, and basically it's for all the marbles, the most important games of the season, if you're the team that's on the road, guess what? You're going to play a different game than you've played all season. Now, that's, to me, pretty silly. I mean, you know, I don't know what the equivalent of, I guess it would be like if you were a basketball team and, you know, if the Eastern Conference had the three-point line and the Western Conference didn't. And in the NBA Finals, if you were on the Eastern Conference team's floor, you know, you're playing with a three-point line. But if you're on the Western Conference team's floor, there is no three-point line. So you've essentially, if you're the away team, you are playing a different game altogether, and you are. It, to me, makes no sense. So let's start there. It makes no sense that the two leagues are playing completely different. You know, as an aside, I'll give you another example where I think baseball's stupid, that you're playing a completely different game. You play one way all the way till September 1st. Where you have limited players, where you have to, you know, bring guys up and bring guys down, where if you get into a 13, 14 inning game, you have to get creative, all that other stuff. And then September 1st, which is supposed to be the most important time of the season, it's the stretch run, you play a completely different game. You have basically have 40 guys on your roster. You can sign whoever the hell you want to sign, or you don't even have to bring guys up and down. You can play an 18-inning game completely different. So it's similar to that to me. When you get to the World Series, if you're a National League team and you're playing in the American League Park, guess what? Now all of a sudden you're playing a completely different game because you've got a DH where you didn't before. So let's get that out of the way. Number one, the two leagues should be playing the same game, and they're not right now. Number two, the idea that somehow there's more strategy involved because of the pitching changes and the double switches and all the other stuff, I think is the most overrated concept there is in sports. And I always go back to Jim Leland. You think he knows a thing or two about baseball? You think he might be a reasonably good gauge of, you know, what we're talking about? When Jim Leland went from the National League to the American League, he basically said that the idea that you've taken strategy out of the game is nonsense. And he also said, it's actually probably a little tougher in the American League to make decisions about your pitching changes, because quite often in the National League, the pitching changes are dictated by where you're at in your lineup. So there's actually a little more strategy, not less, in the American League. Number three, I don't want to watch these dumb double switches. If we're going to move the way that baseball is moving, if we're going to move into this thing where everybody does a whole lot of bullpenning and all this other stuff, do we really want to have a situation where you're pinch hitting five times in a game because you're using five different pitchers or whatever? And that's the kind of stuff that we're going to start to see. If you know, teams are adopting this whole thing with the opener, you know, I don't know if you've, you know, heard about this or read about this, but teams are toying with the idea of having an opener who's not really a starter, but he starts the game. And he might go one inning or two innings, and then you bring in a reliever who goes two or three innings and another guy. If you're going to play the game that way, you've got to get a DH. You cannot continue to have all these ridiculous double switches and everything else. You're going to waste a bunch of pinch hitters, and you don't need to go to an expanded roster. It makes no sense to me. If you really think about it, the DH is a time has come in the National League. I don't want to watch 100 hitters stand up there and swing and have no chance of getting a hit. I also get a kick out of the fact when one of them does get a hit, you know, all the celebrating that goes on, you know why they celebrate? Because it's so rare that it happens. So it really comes down to, in my estimation, what do you have to do in order to get the National League to move forward? The American League figured it out in 1973. And look, up until 1973, which is about 80 or 90 years, you know, which is about the first 80 or 90 years of baseball, neither team had it. So the tradition was, well, you know, we don't have the DH. And there was a number of times they tried to bring it, and it was fought against. But in 1973, they finally figured it out, the American League. And they've been playing this way for 45 years. And here's the other thing. When they brought it in 1973, it was a three-year experiment. It's 45 minutes later, and now they're it's 45 minutes later, and now they are basically 45 years later, and now they're still using it. Three-year experiment. Now it's 45 years later, and they're doing it. You know why? Because it makes the game better. And it's going to make the game better in the National League, too. Because at the end of the day, you're taking a terrible hitter out of the lineup. You're putting a good, you know, at least a reasonably good hitter into the lineup. And you're also eliminating the need for all of these idiotic double switches and moving guys in and out. Baseball is being played completely different. We are no longer in the era where a pitcher goes seven or eight innings and then you bring in one reliever and it's over. You don't do that anymore. Most nights you use four, five pitchers. And, you know, some nights you basically don't have, you know, if especially if you're going to go with this opener idea, some nights you're basically going to, you know, use five pitchers or six pitchers. There's times where we see three pitchers in a there's times when we see three pitchers in an inning. Now, again, you know, they're talking about changing some other rules. I don't know that I necessarily agree with some of the other rule changes. I mean, I don't like the idea that a pitcher must pitch to three batters. That, to me, is probably going a little too far. But I would say if you want to limit two pitching changes in a inning, I wouldn't mind that. But at the end of the day, to me, it's time to put this DH thing to bed. And you know, the National League was talking about it, but I guess they've backed off of it. And here's the other part of it. At every single level of baseball, starting in Little League, basically like in America, you know, in Little League, when they get to about 9 years old, 10 years old, there's a DH. High school baseball, there's a DH. The minor leagues, there's a DH. College, there's a DH. The American League, there's a DH. So why in the world is the National League the only league in America, really, for the most part, where they don't use a DH? And as a result of all of those other leagues, by the way, as a result of all of those other leagues having DHs, that's a big reason why pitchers can't hit. Because they come up through the ranks and they're not really ever hitting. They're not asked to hit. They basically just try to figure out how to close their eyes, put the bat out there, and hope they hit something. That's really what it comes down to. It's just a matter of getting those guys out of the lineup. They're wasted outs. And it, to me, you make the game better when you bring actual hitters into the lineup and you eliminate the need for all that double switching. And again, you're still going to have to make pitching changes. And when you make a pitching change, if I'm the other manager, I still have to counter your pitching change with a pinch hitter. The difference is I don't have to waste a bunch of pinch hitters just because I want to try and double switch. I think Jim Leland said it best, though. A lot of times those pitching change decisions in the National League are dictated by where you're at in the order. And so it's actually a little bit more difficult in many, many ways.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.